we will encounter real difficulties. We will live a life of poverty and distress here. Every day, we will suffer the contempt and the anger of the people.
Knowing all that, I still chose to come here with you.
And when death separates us, then you will be left here alone.
I would rather continue to suffer here than return to the way of my family and my people in Moab.
Plot after plot of land will be sold to support ourselves. Until there's nothing left, there will not remain any land. The Elimelech estate will be sold. The name Elimelech will disappear. Also, the name of Mahlon, your beloved, will be erased forever.
He will not be erased. His dreams and his faith will remain forever. This promise that one can make the world a better place, a place where people and nations respect each other. And the stories too cannot be erased. At night, in the light of the moon, we would sit in the garden, there, in Kir, in Moab. He would tell me with such excitement what was told to him in childhood by his father and his teachers about your people's exodus from Egypt, the slaves who became free. He told me about the awesome revelation of God to the people of Israel at Mount Sinai and how his grandfather, Nachshon ben Aminadav, jumped into the stormy sea and about the miracle in the sea whose waters were split. These things cannot be wiped out. They will remain forever as stories which will be remembered by the people in its chronicles. People will have to choose whether to believe them or to deny them.
This burden of faith has been placed upon us by God under oath in the covenant which binds and torments until death.
I have discovered the beauty of this burden of yours. Living next to your son revealed this to me. I discovered that a woman is not to be treated as an object designed to fulfill a man's needs. I discovered how a woman is as a human being, an equal partner to a man, different but equal. I learned how to build together a life of partnership, partners who know how to respect each other. And I loved your son. I loved every moment that I lived with him, and I still love him, and I will love him all my life. So I came here with you because I want to live within this people of yours, this people who created men like that, like your son.
After Mahlon died and nothing was left, I had difficult thoughts. I felt the weight of this burden that the creator of the world has placed upon us. I thought to myself, I will stay with your people. I will live with you there in Moab without the burden of our people. Therefore, I stayed longer. I wanted to escape the pain of losing my family. But Na'amah, our Moabite maid, came and told me of the rumors that the famine had ceased in the land of Judea. And then there was that dream at night, and the longings for my people appeared. The desire to be a part of it again, however faithful it may be.
My Naomi.
I realized that my place is here with my people. I return to him, to the Lord, the creator of the world. I'm ready to carry his load. As heavy as it is, I really want it. But I want to carry it with love, as it was in the distant past, before the suffering, before the death. I want to know and see what was the reason for everything. Why did life deceive me to Moab, to know you? Why did he lead me to love you with all my heart and then, in Moab, kill the pure dream of my husband and my two sons?
My Naomi, we will go to sleep, and tomorrow we will wake up to a new day.
I'm so afraid that the people here in Bethlehem will hurt you.
Maybe I'll find a person among them who will have sympathy for me.